in the morning, or Yontif in the morning, when the Kiddush is to say a Borei Priyagofin, are you allowed to make the Borei Priyagofin for somebody else? Even though you already made Kiddush already, and your friend now wants to make Kiddush, he does not know how to make a Borei Priyagofin, are you allowed to make the Borei Priyagofin for him? Mao, here's the suffix. Kivan the Choyvu, since there's a Choyv Tit Matzen to drink the Yayin because of Kiddush, Mapik. Therefore, as Aravis, since you have a Chiyuv Tita Matzo, or to make Kiddush, and you don't know how to make the Bracha, so the Chayv is upon me, I'm allowed to make the Bracha for you. Or Durma, maybe no. Bracha, Lav Chayvhi. This Bracha itself of Hamoitzi Lechem and Oretz, that's not the Chayv of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah true is Tita Matzo. So you're not allowed to eat the Matzo without making the Bracha first, but the Chayv, the actual Mitzvah, is not making this Bracha. Therefore, maybe since it's still called the Bracha Sanena, I cannot make the Bracha for you if I'm not eating Matzo right now. That's the suffix. Or I can't make Kiddush for you unless I plan to drink the wine right now. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Yomar Ravashi, Ravashi said, Ki Avinim Bei Rav Papi, when we were by Rav Papi, having Mekadosh Lon, Rav Papi used to make Kiddush for himself first. The Chiyavi Yosei Arisa Medavro, then when his Oris, the people that work for him on the fields, I don't know if they're actually working right now, maybe they were just there looking over something, but when they came back from the fields, having Mekadosh Lon, he went to make Kiddush for them a second time, and vice versa, they knew for sure that he did not drink from the wine. He only made Kiddush for them, and they drank from the wine. So you see, you are allowed to make a Borei Priyagofin for somebody else. In other words, since it's called the Birchas HaMitzvah now, since the Borei Priyagofin is the Tzarech the Kiddush, because that's the old Kiddush to make the Borei Priyagofin, you're allowed to make Kiddush for somebody else. Even though you already did the Mitzvah, you're allowed to do the Mitzvah over again, because this is called the Chiyuvay, for him to hear Kiddush, or like on Pesach B'nai, for him to eat Matzah. Tell her about it. The Brisa says like this. The same halacha, when you're cutting bread, you should not give bread to the guests, unless you eat with them. In other words, peris here means to make a bracha. In other words, if you give the guests bread, you're not allowed to make the moitzi for them to make the bracha on the lechem, a moitzi lechem and oretz, unless you're also eating with them now. But again, if you're not eating right now, only they're eating, so you're not allowed to make the bracha for them, since it's not called the Brichas HaMitzvah, there's no Chayiv Tit right now, just since they want it, they have to make a bracha first, they have to make the bracha, you can't make it for them, since you're not eating right now. But if you have young children in your house, that there's a mitzvah chinuch upon, then when they eat the moitzi, if they do not know how to make the bracha, you're allowed to teach them how to make the bracha. Even though you're not eating lechem right now, you're only making the amoitzi for them, you're allowed to make the amoitzi for them, as mitzvah chinuch, you're allowed to be mechanech them to teach them how to make the bracha. Over halal of a megillah, ma'ashenkein, whenever we have to say halal, or else on Purim, when we lay the megillah, is afal pishu yotza amoitzi. Even though you already said halal once, or you already heard the megillah, if you want to lay the megillah now for somebody else that did not hear the megillah, you're allowed to make the bracha, because this is called the brichas ha-mitzvahs, there's a chayv upon the person to hear the megillah, and since he has a chayv, if he can't hear it, the chayv is upon you, so it's called Yomachuy B'dova, you're allowed to make the bracha on the Megillah for somebody else. Yehadrin Alecha Ru Yedezin. Sati Mishnah. Yomtiv Shechal Liyah, Yomtiv Sherosh Hashanah, Shechal Liyah B'Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, Bamikdash, this is a question what Bamikdash means. Rashi learns it means Mamish in the base of Mikdash itself, because Mamish had the base of Mikdash, Hoyetokin. They were allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Avulav in Medina, but not outside the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi learns not even in Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim was also to blow the shofar when Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos. What about Mishachar of Beis Hamikdash? Let's say once the Beis Hamikdash was Chorav, then Hiskin of Yechon of Zakim. Yechon of Zakim made a takana like this. She yotokin b'chol mokim sheish b'bezdin. They made a takana that you're allowed to blow the shofar b'chol mokim there is a bezdin. Any place you have a bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar. Omer Reb Lezer says no. Lahiskin of Yechon of Zakeh b'Yavne b'Vad. The Takana was only the Mokim did the Sanhedrin Gedola. The Sanhedrin Gedola, one of the goals we'll learn about later, was it went to Yavne. So when they after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin Gedola was in Yavne. So only in Yavne, only by the Sanhedrin Gedola, that's where they're allowed to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, but not any other Beis Din. Omer Loi, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, no. Echad Yavne v'Echad Kol Mokam Sheyesh Beis Din. It doesn't make a difference in the Beis Sanhedrin Gedola. Any place that there's a Beis Din, you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, that the Reb Lezer is saying that you need the Beis Din Agodol in Yavne, but not the Beis Din Shel Esrim Shloisha, not the Beis Din of 23. So Rashi's Mashma, according to Chum Sheet, that it says any Beis Din, any place, you need the Beis Din Shel Chav Gimel. But a Beis Din just of three people, they for sure cannot blow the Shofar. Other Rishonim learn, not like this, other Rishonim learn that according to Chachamim, any Beis Din, even the Beis Din Shel Gimel, they're allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos in front of the Beis Din. Alright, turn over. Then the Mishnah says weiter, V'oid zois, hoiso Yerushalayim Yisera Yavne, there was another halacha, another case, that Bezman they had the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, the blowing of Shofar on Shabbos was a big halacha al Yavne, over rather after the Churban HaBayis when they blew the Shofar just in Yavne. What's the Chiddush? Shekol ir shehi roya, any city, even if it's not in Yerushalayim itself, it's right outside Yerushalayim, but from that place you could see Yerushalayim, or else for Shemas, you could hear the Shofar that was blown in Yerushalayim, Ukraiva, it was close by, it was in the Tchum Shabbos, V'yecholalavai, and the Gemara will explain that means there wasn't a river dividing you and Yerushalayim. In other words, you were able to go from that place to Yerushalayim, taken, they were allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos also. Not only in Yerushalayim itself, but any place close to Yerushalayim could also blow the Shofar, Bizman, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. Uv'yavne, Mashenken, after the Churban HaBayis, when the Yoni blew the Shofar in Yavne, then, L'hoyetoyken el b'bezdin b'vad, you're only allowed to blow the Shofar in front of Beis Din itself, and not any other place. So the Chura descended the Mishnah, according to the Rashi, it's a little bit of a kasha. Rashi learned at the beginning of the Mishnah that when you had the Beis Hamikdash, you could only blow the Shofar in the Beis Hamikdash itself. Abu Leibim Medina means not in Yerushalayim. In the rest of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to blow the Shofar. And the end of the Mishnah is Mashmanov, Yoidzai Shoisa, that when you had Yerushalayim, you had the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to blow the Shofar in the whole Yerushalayim, and even in a city outside Yerushalayim that's very close to Yerushalayim. So, Mepharshim went into Rashi like this, to say that we'll see in the Gemara there's a difference. The first 6 hours of the day, that was a time when Beis Din used to sit. Bizman Beis Din then shew any place in Yerushalayim, and even right outside Yerushalayim, then they could blow the Shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Mashenken, after the Zman of Beis Din, after the first 6 hours of the day, then you're not allowed to blow the Shofar in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis Hamikdash itself. That's what I think the Tzeis Yontif wants to answer Rashi Shita. However, the Rambam Shita is much more meduyik. The Rambam learns that after the Mishnah says Bamikdash, it doesn't only mean the Beis Hamikdash, it means in the whole Yerushalayim. Bizman, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, any place in Yerushalayim, and even the end of the Mishnah means even a city right outside Yerushalayim, they were allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. That's what it means, Abu Leib Medina, that means outside Yerushalayim. Outside Yerushalayim, the city that was far away from Yerushalayim, there they're not allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. So that's the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah on Kim, it's more Medui. Now the Gemara says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this, that on Shabbos we do not blow the Shofar? Omar Rebbe Levi Bar Lachmom, Omar Rebbe Choma Bar Chanina. The Havamina right now, it's a Pesach, it's a derisive halacha. Because we have a steer in the Pesukim. One pasuk says like this: Shabbosoin zichra and trua. That Rosh Hashanah is only called the zichra and trua. We remember the blowing. Mashma, you have to rest. You don't blow the shofar. That's on Shabbos. For kosav echraim, another pasuk says no. Yom trua yilachem. This is a day of blowing the shofar. Mashma, you have to blow the shofar. So Mar says like Kasha, there's no stira. I tell you, can be yomtiv shachal yus b'Shabbos. The first pasuk means when Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, that then tak you do not blow the shofar. It's only a zikaron, you just remember the shofar. Kan, the second pasuk that says, Yom Teruah, that there is a mitzvah to blow the shofar. Kan be yonta shechal liyas b'chol. That's talking about yonta that comes out in the chol in the middle of the weekday. Then, like now, we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. So the Havamina so far, it's the Yerais, it's mid Yerais, that on Shabbos you do not blow the shofar. Omar Rav says not like that. In mid Yerais, if you want to tell me it's mid Yerais, the pasuk says not to blow the shofar on Shabbos. If so, b'migdash hechitakinen, how does our Mishnah say that in the Beis Hamikdash you're allowed to blow the Shofar? If it's also in the Raisa, so why in the Beis Hamikdash did they blow the Shofar on Shabbos? V'yoid, another kasher is, that's Tam and Svara, it can't be also in the Raisa. Because Allah Malachi, blowing the Shofar is not one of the Lamates Malachis. The Yitzvah Kerala Mutar, the Pesach say that it's also. The Torah of the Beis Shmuel, because we learned in the Beis Shmuel, like this, the Pesach says, Kol Malachet Ha'avoid Eloi Sasso. You're not allowed to do a malacha, one of the lama test malachas you can't do on Shabbos. Yotzitzot kiyah shofar, but it goes out of this cloud, blowing the shofar. It's not osim adiraisa. It's not a malacha. Or radiyas apas, who had been taking the bread off the oven. They used to bake the bread in the oven. They used to put the dough on the sides of the oven, and it used to be a chokmah to know how to take the dough off the oven itself. So radiyas apas, taking the dough or the bread off the oven, she chokmah. These things true with something hard to do. It's called a chokmah. It's a wisdom to do it. But we ain't a malacha. It's not osam adiraisa. It's not called a malacha. It's not one of the lamates malacha to do this on Shabbos. So b'kitzur, it can't be osam adiraisa. Adiraisa for sure. You're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Say hello, my Rava. Rava said like this. True. Midiraisa misrashori. True. Midiraisa, you are allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. So that's the first posuk says, Shabbos and Zichron true, it's only Nesmachta, it's not really Pshan the posuk. Havadim and the Rice, you're allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. For Rabbonin, who the Gozer Bey? It's only Nisim and the Rabbonin said not to blow the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. What's the reason? Ki the Rabba, like Rabbi says. The Yomar Rabba said, Ha'akil Chayovim B'Takiya Shofar. True, every single Jew, every single Zohar has a Chiyav to hear the Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But we ain't hakol b'kiyum b'tchiya shofar. Not everybody knows how to blow the shofar. So therefore, if you're allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, there's a gzera we're afraid. Shema yitlenu b'yodoy. Maybe a person will pick up his shofar, take it in his hands on Shabbos. V'yelach etzel ha'boki lilmoid. And he'll take the shofar and carry it to the boki, to his rebbe, that he should teach him how to blow the shofar. V'yavirenu dalaramas b'shus rabin. And we're afraid to come to carry the shofar through the shus rabin dalaramas, which is an issi d'iraisa, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. Even though you're allowed to blow the shofar midiraisa, but you're not allowed to carry the shofar. So Rabbi made it zero to say no blowing the shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, because we're afraid people will come to carry the shofar through the Shus Rabban Dal Damas. And behind the time of the lulav, behind the time of the Megillah. This is the same reason why we don't take the lulav on Shabbos, and the same reason why we don't lay the Megillah on Shabbos, because we're afraid people will come to carry the lulav or carry the Megillah through the Shus Rabban. Therefore, Rabbi made a takana not to blow the shofar, and not to take a lulav, and not to lay the Megillah, even when Purim comes out on Shabbos. Right, then the Mishnah says that Mishachoru Beis HaMikdash, after the Churban HaBayis, Hiskin of Yechin HaMetzaki, and made a takana to blow it in Yavne. Tana Rabbonin, Pam Achas, it once happened that Chal Rosh Hashanah Lias B'Shabbos. It happened that Rosh Hashanah came out on Shabbos, V'yokolo Orim Mishansim. All the cities came together, they came to the Sanhedrin, they came to the Bezdin, they asked them, should we blow the shofar or not? Omalem Rav Yechon HaMetzakeh, Rav Yechon HaMetzakeh said l'bnei v'seru to b'nei v'seru. Rashi says, b'nei v'seru, he was a god lador. So he asked them, nitka, as if to say, let's go blow the shofar now. We're the Bezdin right now, so in front of Bezdin, you're allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. Omru loy, so the Maseru didn't want to blow the shofar so fast. They said, nidin. Let's sit down, let's think if we should make a gzera b'mokim bezdin or not. The Rashi says, Nidin, let's think into it. In yesh ligzer af b'mokim bezdin shem yitlenu. Maybe even b'mokim there's a bezdin, still it should be also to blow the shofar on Shabbos. Because maybe we're still afraid people will come to carry the shofar. Omru lehem, Rabbi Yochanan Mazaka said, no, nitka, let's blow the shofar. V'yachak kach nidin, and then we'll clash shalos, then we'll think into it if you should make a gzera or not. So the ma'aseh was, they blew the shofar, and li'acha shetoku, after they blew the shofar, li'acha shetoku, omru lo nidun, now Ben Mesera came back again and said, okay, let's think into it now, let's make a din terah to see if you did the right thing by blowing the shofar not on Shabbos. Omru lehem, so Yochanan Mazaki answered back and said to him, kva nishmo keren b'yavna, you should know the bezdin right now where we already blew the shofar. And the klal is, v'yein meshivun li'acha ma'aseh. Once we already did it, you can't take it back, we don't ask any questions about it. And Rashi says, because as the Genayu, it's not a nice thing, to make us consider like we make mistakes. In other words, with the Rabbonin, once we did it, once Bezdin did something, it's considered done already. So this is the way of Yechon HaMetzaka got his takona to be accepted, as if to say, you are allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, b'mokim Bezdin. And befrat here, in where there's a Bezdin Agodol, for sure, that's where you're allowed to blow it. Omar Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says in the Mishnah, Lehiskin Rebbe Yechon HaMetzaki Elo B'Yavne. True, Rebbe Yechon HaMetzaki only made a takon in Yavne with the Sanhedrin the Dailer is, Bavad. Omru Loi, the Chom said, Dr. Rebbe Lezer said, no, Echad Yavne V'Yechad Komokam Shesh Per Bezdin. It doesn't only have to be in front of the Bezdin HaGodol, but any place, Rosh Shittus, any place that has a Bezdin Shachov Gimel, could be a few of them, and all these Bezdin, you are allowed to blow the Shofar on Shabbos. For the Gemara, Omru Loi, Haino Tanakamba. Like in the Mishnah, there are two people that say you're allowed to. The Tanakamba, first the Mishnah says, B'chol Mokim Sheesh Bezin, you're allowed to. Then Reb Lezer said, no, only in Yavne. And then again, the Chum said back to Reb Lezer, any place. So who the last Chachomim is the first Tanakamba? So what do we have to have like two people for? So Gemara says, no. Ikir B'nai, there's a difference. Deidina Dakroi. If you have a Bezdin that's not permanent, it's only Akroi. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So Rashi says, Latana Kama Takinian. According to the first sheet in the Mishnah, even a Bezdin Akroi that only sits down sometimes, also since it's a Bezdin though, you are allowed to blow the shofar there on Shabbos. The Tana the Yomrumoi, Mashank in the second Chachom in the Mishnah, Sova they hold no, Echad Yavna V'Echad Komokim Sheish B'Bezdin. They say, true, you don't only need Yavna, a place where you have this in Hedru Gedela, but any other Bezdin, but I'll call upon them, it has to be Bezdin Kavua Dumi Diyavna. It has to be a Bezdin Kavua that always sits, a Bezdin that's always there. It has to at least be Dumi Diyavna. Yavna, true, with the Sanhedrin Gedolah, they always sat there. Any other place that has a Bezdin Shechov Gimel, as long as it's Kavua, it's a permanent place that they're always there, they're allowed to blow the Shofar there on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah. Here. Verse is weiter. Omru lo yechad Yavna yechad komakum sheikh Bezdin. The Omru Rapuna said, the Im Bezdin. That's that you're allowed to blow the shofar. It has to be Im Bezdin. Rashi says it means, Huda Takinin. You can only blow the shofar Im Bezdin.